Welcome to the second Steelers cast. I'm sorry we haven't broadcasted for a while, but here it comes, number two of the Steelers cast. Completed 2 weeks. Week one was a 34-7 victory over the Tennessee Titans, and week two was a 27-7 win over the Houston Texans. Ben Roethlisberger, who had a shaky preseason, has so far looked amazing. He's passed for 472 yards. That's 236 yards per game. He's thrown 23 for 32. That's a 71.9 completion percentage. No interceptions, four touchdowns, and 153.6 quarterback rating. You definitely have to give some of this credit to the offensive line, who has only allowed one sack on him so far. Willie Parker has done a great job filling in for both Deuce Staley and Jerome Bettis, who are both injured. So far, Parker in two games has had 272 yards on 47 attempts. That's 5.8 yards per attempt and 136 yards per game. He has two touchdowns and no fumbles. Going to receiving, Hines Ward, 8 receptions, 109 yards, 13.6 yards per reception, and 54.5 yards per game with two touchdowns. They finally negotiated a contract with him after a long wait for that. Antoine Randall has to become the number two receiver now that Plaxico Burress is gone. He has 5 receptions for 164 yards, 32.8 yards per reception, 82 yards per game, and one touchdown. Jeff Reed, the field goal kicker, leads the team in scoring with 19 points. Down to defense, James Ferrier leading the team in tackles. He's got 17 tackles and 8 assists. No interceptions or sacks yet for him. Leading the team in sacks is Troy Polamalu with 3. He also has 1 interception, which is tied for the lead. This weekend, the Steelers have a rematch of last year's AFC Championship game against the defending champions, the New England Patriots. In an interview, Ben Roethlisberger said that Tom Brady was a superhero. However, Roethlisberger's stats thus far have been much better than Brady's. Brady's already thrown a pick and has only an 86.2 quarterback rating, which is terrible compared to Roethlisberger's around 150. The Panthers were 0-1 coming into the game, but still beat the Patriots. The Patriots, so far, have not looked that good. However, they did win their first game against the Raiders, which is definitely a weak team, as they have been in the past years. Here now is the host of another successful podcast. His name is Aiden Tomlinson, and he will be giving insight on this weekend's big game.
Hey Steelers Nation, I hope you're psyched and pumped for a huge rematch of last year's AFC title game. This game will clearly feature two of the best teams in the AFC, and I know you're thinking that the Patriots aren't because they lost to the Carolina Panthers. Patriots did not play a good game. They were very undisciplined on the offensive and defensive side. Tom Brady did not have a very good game, and Corey Dillon averaged 2.7 yards per rush, which is not very good. Coach Bill Belichick, I fully expect Coach Bill Belichick to have his team ready and pumped, as will Bill Cowher. Bill Cowher is a very good coach for doing that thing. He has been known to get his team ready to play Patriots, the Raiders in 2001, when they were good. And then, of course, they lose to the Browns. But, so that's about it. Back to Greg.
And that about ends it. Thank you, Aiden. We'll see you next time on the Steelers Cast.